So it went very well. You know, the Lord gave us an opportunity to share to the students. And of course, you know, the main thing that we were sharing was the main thing that we always share, which is if you accepted Jesus in your heart, you know, you're saved and you are in Jesus, right? And then with that, everything that comes with, you know, being in the Lord, you know, and then everything is, okay, well, now that I'm saved, now, you know, who is the one that lives in me? Who is this Jesus that lives in me? And that kind of you know, was the main thing that we spoke about. I mean, that was actually the only thing that we spoke about of that reality. And I think that now, you know, now more like with everything that's going on, more than ever, that reality, you know, either you're gonna believe it or see, I know that I always say that, right? I always say, well, either you're gonna believe this or don't believe nothing at all. But especially right now where okay, either I'm gonna believe this or for a lot of people, man, this situation that is going on, it's pretty bad. You know, what's going to happen? You know, it could be a lot of people are scared about what's going on. And the more comfortable, well, I don't know if I can believe that Jesus is my life or everything that goes with that. So I'll just live my normal life. Well, right now, the normal life is being interrupted. You know what I mean? The normal life of people is being interrupted. I mean, you know, I mean, it's, you can see it everywhere, right? It's not like we can go to places. So the normal is being interrupted by this coronavirus. Whereas, you know, before it's like, oh, okay. But then, you know, I got my normal life, you know, with my problems and my issues. And, but now, we have something that we don't even have control over. It's not like you have control of what's going on. It's like you have no control at all. I mean, if they tell us next week, hey man, you cannot leave your house. You know, you won't be able to leave your house unless you are like they have in California, only emergency. Only if you are, I'm guessing you're a doctor or a nurse or something where it's an emergency, you'll be able to get out. And nothing else. I mean, even if you say, well, you know, I'm just gonna go to work. Or even if I'm the only one working in my office, nobody's there. No, you know, they don't want you on the street. You know, so, you know, I believe that's probably, I don't know if it's gonna happen in Texas, but, you know, it probably will. I mean, it's already California, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and think about it, we're one of the biggest states. So it's probably going to happen, you know. So our life, our normal life that we see here is being interrupted by something that we don't have control of. You know, that's life. You know, for before it was like, oh, you know, okay, you know, I'm going, I'm listening, but I still, you know, my life. But now it's getting a little bit, you know, like, man, what's going on? And I want to share, let's go to the Bible. Let's go to the Bible to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. And I'm reading out of the NASB version of the Bible. Now, this is when Peter was, whenever he did his sermon, and Peter was preaching. It says, verse 24, but God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. For David says of him, talking about Jesus, I saw the Lord always in my presence. You know, like, you know, BB was singing, you know, I mean, David saw this reality. You know, it's not, well, let me continue. I saw the Lord always in my presence, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue exalted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope. You know, in the reality that we live in, the reality is that if we accepted Jesus Christ in our heart, one day in our life, now we are in him and we are one in him with the Father. We are one. And that's what we are. Our life is hidden in Jesus Christ. Even though, you know, one thing that, and this is to put a little bit of logic to it. Let's put logic, because sometimes our mind wants to kind of like, where's the logic of it? But one example that I gave over there that it helped me, because I never saw it that way, but Jesus talked about how in John chapter 3, verse 16, that that whoever believed in Jesus Christ will have eternal life, right? And will not perish. Well, okay, remember, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, okay, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will not die, but you will have eternal life. You will not perish. Now, let's put some logic to that. Okay. Let's say we believe. Let's believe this for about 30 minutes. Okay. All right. So if you put some logic, you'll say, okay, so God, this is what God said. So if he's talking about my life right now, this life, wouldn't we see a lot of people very, very old that still walks this earth? Wouldn't we see maybe Peter? You know, wouldn't we see people like, how old are you? You know, I'm 1,000 years old. Man, pretty good. You look pretty good for being 1,000. Why? Oh, because I believed in Jesus and I have eternal life. Right? So it's obvious that he's not talking about this life that we see. It's obvious, because if it was, we would see a lot of people that are saying, man, you're saved. Yeah, man, I'm saved. Man, you're good. We're eternal in this earth, you know, and we're never going to die in this earth. Isn't that amazing? So the logic says, okay, well, if I'm not seeing that with my own eyes, that means that he has to be talking about some other life, right? The logic puts it, because there's no way we see people in this life that are eternal, like God says that we should be, right? So there's the logic where, okay, well, and that's to put our eyes, because then, you know, we start thinking, well, you know, I see all these things in this life, you know, and this is going on, and all this, and this is my life. This is what I'm living. This is my reality. Okay. All right. But the Bible says, if you believe, you will not perish, but you have eternal life. And if you believe that, and then you got to be thinking, obviously, he's not talking about this life. Because since I remember, everybody has died. I saw an old lady. She was like 124. I know. I doubted if she will live probably 10 more years. Everybody's going to die. In this life, everybody's going to die. All right, let's get that cleared in our head that everybody is going to die in this, whatever we see. So where is this eternal life then? What is God talking about? Either God is a liar, because I don't see nobody being eternal in this life. So either we're going to say, well, God is a liar. He said that people will be eternal. And I don't see no eternal people. People are dying. Or he's talking about a different life that is not ours. It's not our life, right? He's got to be talking about another life. See, and that's where, okay, so if it's not talking about my life, what life is he talking about? All right. He's talking about Jesus Christ. He's talking about his life. He's talking about the life that we have now, not this life. Remember, because this life, this one is going to die. This body is going to die. But the spiritual life in Jesus Christ, his life. Okay? So it is his life in him that we are eternal. Now, here's the question. When did you start it to be eternal? When? Huh?
The moment it happened.
The moment that you accepted Jesus, the moment that of salvation, that's when it happened. That's when you became hidden in Jesus Christ and you are one with him. Right? I mean, again, either we're going to believe or we don't believe in nothing at all. Because this is what the Bible says. This is where we stand. This is where we are. You got to tell your mind, hey, mind, hey, you know what? They're not talking about this life. They're not. It's not this life. It's something greater than that. David saw this reality. David, he saw this. This was something that it was real to him. He saw this reality. The way he would speak. Think about it. Once you know where you stand and where you are, wouldn't you speak different? I mean, I was telling the people over there, what if you believe again for about 10 more minutes, you are in Jesus, right? And you don't lack nothing, right? That's what the Bible says. In him, your life, the one that is eternal because of him, doesn't lack anything, right? And what if you actually would see yourself in that life? In that life, you see yourself in that life, but you would also glance down at your life that you're having right now. What would you tell yourself? What would you tell yourself in this situation that we're going through? What would you tell yourself? I want to hear y'all. What would be something that you would tell yourself being in Christ, being in him, knowing that you don't lack nothing, knowing that you're eternal, knowing that He's above everything. If you were to see yourself in this life that we're living, what would you tell yourself? You know, and thinking, you know, and in believing that, because I mean, isn't, again, that might sound kind of foolish. Well, you know, what do you mean? You know, you're there and you would, well, the truth is that we are in him. That is the truth, right? It's almost like if you would see it that way, which, look, let me get this clear. We are not divided in that manner. I'm not saying we're divided. No, we are there. Even though we're walking, it's like saying this life here, my life, my physical life, somehow is over there with him. No, we are with him over there right now, even though we're walking right now on this earth. But we are with him. And wouldn't you kind of say, hey, you know what? Right here where I'm at in the Lord, isn't there a peace in him that the world cannot give? Isn't there? That, you know, doesn't Jesus say that? It's like, man, I'll give you peace, a peace that the world cannot give. Where is this peace? In him. That's where the peace is. Like, if you were to talk to yourself, you'd be like, man, there's peace over here where I'm at. There is peace. You know, there is peace. But the world cannot give that peace. You know, the world, on the contrary, it's chaos. You know, it's chaos. You know, again, in him, we lack nothing. In him, we have peace. You know, we have everything. It's just manifesting that, you know, believing, either you're going to believe or don't believe nothing at all. Either you're going to believe that you are in him right now. That's where you stand. You're standing on a rock that is him. You know, you're standing on something that is solid right now. It's solid. And that's him. And we don't lack anything in him. That's what we are. That's our reality. And that, you know, you might say, well, that sounds pretty crazy. Okay. And then don't believe nothing. You know, and then don't say there is, you know, I believe there's a God. Okay, I believe that, but that's all I'm gonna believe. No, that's too. In believing that, you're cutting yourself short. Because that's not, now you saying, if you're saved, you know, Jesus lives in you, and you're saying, hey, you know what? There's no God. You think that changes the reality that he lives in us? That would mean, if we think that it does, that means that he's not faithful. You know, it's almost like saying, well, he's not faithful to what he said. So, you know, there is no God. And you believing that by you saying that, or by you not going to church, or by you not doing something, you know, of a religious matter, somehow that changes his life. That changes the reality that we are in him. You know, that changes. And if we think like that, we're actually saying, God, you are not faithful. And we know that that's not true. God is faithful. You know, don't get all caught up in the, well, I'm not faithful. Yeah, we know. But God, the one that you are in, you know, the where you stand, that God is faithful. It's faithful to what? It's faithful to keep you where he has you, no matter what. It's faithful to give you peace and everything that you don't lack nothing. It's he's faithful to that because he's faithful to his son. You know, he's faithful. He's faithful. God is faithful to his son, in which we are hidden in. You know, in which we are in, hidden in him. I mean, that's just an amazing reality. And of course, if that's where you stand, of course there's peace. Of course, everything has a purpose. Of course, everybody's going to die in this life, but we are already eternal in him. Yeah, of course. So whatever you want, Lord, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. I'm sorry, I'm not getting mad or nothing. It's just, don't think that I'm... Look, let's go to John chapter 5. John chapter 5, verse 24. And I'm going to read two verses together here. John chapter 5, verse 24. This is Jesus, okay? He says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out from death into life." You see that? Now, this is going on. This is going on at a point of salvation. This is going on whenever you said, "Jesus, I accept you. You are my life. You are the Son of God." You know, you are. I believe in you, Jesus. You are. This is what's taking effect. You see that? You going out from death. See, this is a big deal. This is more than this. This is more than you going out from having a coronavirus to not having a coronavirus. Even then, that sounds very good. You going out from being poor to being rich, you know, which I'm pretty sure right now, people that have a lot of money,
and a lot of toilet paper,
you know, people that have a lot, don't you think that they're like, "Man, all the money in the world is not going to save me from," you know, it's not like they're going out everywhere. "Oh, man, I got money. You know, the coronavirus is not going to do nothing to me. I got money." You think?
I think the only thing that's benefiting them having money is being able to get tested early.
I mean, okay, you're getting tested early. Okay. Yeah. Look at all the celebrities, all the players. You were like, how did all these people get? But what I'm trying to say is none of that, not having everything is stopping a virus from affecting them. You know, nothing. But look at this. This is much greater. This is much greater. It says, and those not come into judgment, but has passed out from death, from dying. What is the worst that can happen in this earth right now for this virus? People don't want to die. People don't want to die. You know, people don't want to die. What if they were to hear this? Hey, man, this, it gives you, you know, takes away from death. You go into life, you know. Now think about it. This is what happened at salvation. This is what's happening. We went from death, from not having any life, corona or no corona, no life, money or no money. We went from having no life to into a life. Into his life that is eternal. Into his life that we don't lack nothing. We went into that life the moment of salvation. and which we are walking in and we live in right now. That's the reality of our life. That's it. See, if you put it like that, and then everything else that is happening in this earth really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You know, what matters is, hey, do you know where you stand? Do you know who your life is? Do you know who lives in you? Do you know that you don't lack nothing? You know, do you think in Jesus right now, Jesus is panicking? You think he's panicking? You think it's like, God, Father, what are we going to do? This virus is taking over the world. You know, we're so helpless. None of that is going. Why? Because it's beyond. It's in him. It's not even in time. It's not even in time. It's in an eternal. It's not even in our time. It's not. You know. One more verse. And then I'll let you. Let's talk about this. Let's go to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, verse 27. Yes, this is Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 27. We're there? Okay. It says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I, listen to this, I give eternal life to them. And they will never what? And they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Do you hear that? It's like, my sheep, you know, I give them life, right? Right? John 3:16, eternal life, right? And they will not perish. We will never die in him. Of course, because we're eternal. But look at this. This is a big deal for a lot of people. Look. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Nothing. Like, if he has us, nothing can take that away. Who can be stronger than him that would open his hands and say, oh, no. Who? Nobody. You know, who? Paul said it. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Nothing can separate me from that. Not this, not that, not this, not whatever you can think of can separate you from this. Look what it says. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. Man, do you believe this? Do you believe this reality? My Father is greater than all. But what about this? Well, no, that's great to you, to your life, that one you're walking, that might be greater to you. But where we are right now, in him, nothing is greater. Nothing. Nothing is greater. Because see, our mentality always tries to put stuff that is, well, God is not going to pay the bills. Because somehow, something is greater that is going to pay your bills. Well, God is not going to do this. God is not going to do that. I have to do it. Like almost saying, well, of course, he's not greater than this. But why do we talk like that? Because we don't know where we stand. We don't know the reality. This is the reality. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hands.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, twice.
Jesus says a lot of things twice. He's trying to like make it a point.
Look at this. And look at this beautiful. Look how he ends it. I and the Father are one. Look at that.
I feel like everything that's being spoken, it's directed towards the reality that's not even here.
Exactly. Not
here. No. So that's why, I mean, I don't know if it sounds ugly. That's why you can't pray to God to help you pay your bills. You know, the Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. You know, so that's just, I don't know, don't apply something eternal to something that isn't eternal. It doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Be like nothing in him, because in that eternal, it does apply. That is true. But you can't apply that we're eternal, this body is, because it doesn't apply. It's not, you're on the wrong realm. So, I guess, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of black and white.
It's kind of,
everything that he's saying is
black and white. Either you believe or you don't.
But it's in that realm, it's in the union of him, all that is true. But it has to be in him. My bills are not in him. My job is not in him. Me going to school is not in him. That's something that I have to do because we're on this earth. It's just not eternal. It doesn't apply. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that Paul was still doing stuff in the Lord, you know? It's like the walk that... That's what it was. The walk that I do in this life, I do it in his faith, in him, you know.
That he's guiding me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, of course. And then he knows. And then the Father knows. I know everything. You know, I know that you might be behind on this bill. You know, I know that. You know. But that's not greater than the reality where we stand. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure. Look, all of y'all have internet right now. And look, somehow stuff gets done in the Lord. You know, I mean, whatever, stuff gets done in the Lord. You know, you look back and I was like, man, he provided for that. But thank you. But this is my life, regardless. I mean, he does say, you know, first, you know, go after the kingdom of heaven, and everything else will be, I mean, what is everything else? Everything else. But first him. Hey, who are you? I'm saved. Who lives in me? Where do I stand? You know, that's how everything is going to get done. I don't know, but it's going to get done. It's going to get done. Whatever, you know, I believe in the Lord. If you go into school right now, baby, it's in the Lord. Somehow, he opened a door for that situation to happen while we walk in here, in the Lord. You know, and who knows? I mean, in him, whenever it's him, it's very exciting to live this, because you're like, man, whatever you want to do, whatever you do, and you stand on that truth. You know, you stand on that truth. You know, Jessica, she has a puppy, a dog. You know what? She has a dog in the Lord, you know? You know, that's somehow the Lord opened the door for that little puppy to be in Jessica's house. You know, I mean, look at that. And she's happy. You know what? I mean, but that's, hey, if we, that's where we stand, you know, that's whatever the Lord wants to do. It's his life, isn't it?
That's what I thought.
You know, I can see how the Lord is. Okay, in all this, you lack nothing. Do you believe? I don't know, you know. I don't know. Look at my situation. You know, look at. But that's the reality is. Any comments? I see some. No? And just to know that. In that reality, nothing can separate us from that. You know,
in that reality.
in that reality.
It's true.
Nothing can separate us. Nothing that we can do.
Or you could tell him what you said in Mexico about trying to add sin.
Oh, that was scary.
That was pretty
intense for myself. Cause we were, you know, I felt that whenever we were sharing, Jimmy and I, you know, the Lord would do like, if you can imagine this exactly what we're talking about right now. And what we always talk about, the same thing, our reality in Him. And the Lord kind of presented as a, you know, kind of like as a whole, looking at the whole. And then Jimmy would come in with the classes and kind of do a lot of the detail in all of that, you know. So it was a great picture in the Lord of the gospel. You know, it was a great picture because Jimmy would go in, you know, a lot of details to fill in, you know. I wouldn't put a lot of details. I would kind of like this or nothing, you know, this or nothing. You believe or you don't believe. But we would do, you know, of course, you know, we would do kind of like, you know, you've seen it kind of. I draw a line. And this is our life, but above, you know, a circle, this is being in the Lord. You know how sometimes I do a circle? Well, in one of those, you know, because we were, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but, oh, we talked about how Paul says, I think it was Paul, says that we are no longer in sin. You know, we are dead to it. We are no longer in sin. You know, that's the reality. But we are in Christ. You know, it's like whenever we're like, oh, you are in sin or you are in sin, you know, because you're doing some things, you're in sin. But the reality is, if we are saved, we are in Jesus, right? So how can we say we are in sin and we are in Jesus? It doesn't make sense. And what I did is, in saying that, I kind of like, in the circle, I was like, look, this is your life. And when we say that, is like, you have a sin, and you put it inside of Jesus. So I wrote pecado inside of the circle where we've been talking about that's God. And I put sin, you know, pecado, I wrote it inside of the circle. Man, when I looked at it, I was like, man, that felt in me is like, how can that be possible? How can there be sin inside of God? And I told Jimmy, man, this, Jimmy was like, erase it. You know, I was like, I need to erase this. Because even the thought of us thinking that we can bring sin into Jesus, That is just crazy. How can we bring sin into Jesus? That makes no sense. It's almost saying, well, and then you're not in Jesus. There's no way, because you will never say, well, God, yeah, God is sinful. No, He's not. There's no sin inside of God in Jesus. There's no sin. So if you're saved and we are saying, my life is in Jesus, how can you say, well, I brought my sin into Jesus? That makes no sense. And what if you say, well, sometimes I'm in Jesus and sometimes I'm not? Well, then the Bible says that nothing can separate you from that. So you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't separate yourself from Jesus. So if you cannot separate from Jesus, and you're like, but I'm bringing sin in. No, you're not. You're not bringing nothing. You are in Him.
It's just like you just don't see where you are.
You just don't see where you are. Exactly. That's all it is. And that was the message over there. We're not seeing where we at. Where do we stand? In Jesus, there's no sin. So stop saying that, well, I'm sinful, I'm full of sin, I'm clean right now, but I don't know about tomorrow. That's ridiculous. How? You are in Him, and nothing you do can separate you from that. And there is no sin in Jesus. No, there isn't. So is that believing? Why? Why is there no sin? Because there was brought a debt to it. It's done. You know, that was done. You know, Jesus dealt with that. Done. One time in the cross. Done. He lives in me. I'm in Jesus. And there's no sin there. There's no sin. And that's where you stand. But what about this? But what, man, there's a lot of buts everywhere. But the reality is that we are in Him right now. And if we say that, there's no sin in us because there's no sin in Jesus. That's the reality. See, here's the difference. The coronavirus has a death rate of about 3%. Okay, 3% so far, maybe 5%, let's say, of the people that get coronavirus are dying. 5%. Out of 100 people, that's 5 people, right? Right? Sin has a death rate of 100%. Okay? Sin, death rate, 100%.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. All right? So I need to forget about the coronavirus. How do I go from 100% in sin to life? That's in Jesus. That is salvation. That is what salvation does. It takes you from death, 100% guaranteed, to life, 100% eternal, 100%. And in that, nobody can take away from that. That's it. It's done. You're done. Eternal. How much time do I have with that eternity? It's eternal. Do you not understand eternal? It's not like... Yeah, it's not like I'm free for, 100 years. No, you're eternal. That reality is forever. You went from death to life forever in Him. That's the gospel. And what we got to do? Well, why don't we just find out where we at since we're going to be here eternal? Since we're going to be here a long time in Jesus, why don't we just find out where we are? And start experimenting his life right now. Right now.